بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد على اله واصحابه ومن سن بسنته الى مدينه. اما بعد، مدرسه الجدل من قصه الاسلام. السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. Our topic today is fiqh, and the fiqh is very important for all of us, inshallah ta'ala. Last week, we stopped speaking about the clothes, the adornment, and we found good to remind each other. When we speak about the clothes, you know, min shurut sihhat al-salah, satr al-awra. From the condition of the salah, to cover what? Your awra. Awra means al-qubulu wa-dubur, the front and back. You must cover this. Anybody who pray any the awra for the man, as we agree last week, start from the belly button all the way up to the knee, under the knee. That is the awra for the man. Awra for the woman, we're going to give detail about it. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم المرأة عورة. The woman are awra. It means the whole body of the woman awra, from the top of the head, top of the head, all the way to the foot. That is the awra for the woman. But let me, the ulama divided in one issue. As we mentioned three things. Left thigh, the belly button, the thigh, and the knees. If this is actually, if it's showing somebody walking in the street, and part of it, his belly button, his thigh, part of his thigh, his knees, is showing. And this is haram? La. Because we have two hadiths. Again, this hadith. The first hadith mentioned in Al-Bukhari, wa Muslim, wa Imam Ahmad. And this is authentic. What is the Prophet of Allah, Anas ibn Malik? Anas ibn Malik in Khaybar. This is late. Late. Thigh in Islam. Anas ibn Malik is saying, مررت على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم I passed by of the messenger of Allah فوجدته قد حفر الإزار عن فخذيه. The Prophet, he saw that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم fold الإزار, it means the pin, the pants, the last part. He pulled it and part of his thigh showed in Khaybar. حتى أنني نظرت إلى فخذه and I found myself so and concentrate in his thigh. Meaning actually, if the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed in here in the front of the people, and this is the battle in Khaybar, part of his thigh, and he did not cover it, that means it allowed for the Muslims. You cannot say haram. Haram what Allah, he make it haram, and his messenger. Halal what Allah make it halal, and his messenger. So this hadith, Al-Bukhari rahimahullah, said, is a great evidence. Now, we have another hadith also in Al-Bukhari. Imam Ahmad, Al-Nasa'i, Abu Dawood, Al-Tirmidhi. Hadith Muhammad ibn Jahsh, radiallahu anhu wa arda. An Jurhud, a companion in his name is Jurhud. Jurhud, he said, Marra biya Rasulullah ta'ala sallam. The Prophet ta'ala sallam, he passed by. فوجدني مكشوف الفخذين and he found me uncover my thigh or part of my thigh. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم when the messenger of Allah saw me like that, قال غطي فخذك فإنها من العورة. Cover your فخذ, it means your thigh, because it is the part of العورة. Those who doesn't search right away, they took this hadith. He said, here is the evidence. But you must learn, my brother, this is hadith is opposite than the first hadith. Hadith Anas, he said, I saw the messenger of Allah in Khaybar, and he pulled his izar. His izar is in his pants, and I saw his thigh. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not cover it. Hadith Muhammad ibn Jahsh, also in Bukhari wa Muslim, and Jurhud. Jurhud he said, the Prophet he passed by and he told me, uncover it, my thigh, and he told me, cover your thigh because it is the part of
your hour. What is the difference between this hadith and hadith? And Bukhari, he gives the conclusion. Rahimahullah. He says, the authentic hadith is Anas. The hadith of Juhud from Muhammad ibn Jahsh Ahwa. It means what? It means Ahwa, it means what? It's curious. He's curious about that. Therefore, why Al-Bukhari says the hadith Anas is more authentic? Is more authentic. Why he says more authentic? Because Khaybar. Khaybar came later. And hadith Anas came after the hadith of Muhammad ibn Jahsh. That's why don't ever jump to the conclusion. Hadith Anas came in Khaybar. And Khaybar, as you know, is the last, from the last battle of Islam. It means very late. Hadith Juhud, Muhammad ibn Jahsh, came first. Some of the rule in Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam permitted. And later on, what did he do? Like in Khaybar, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood up in Khaybar and he said, I permit you to deal with these two before. أكل اللحوم الحمر الأهلية, to eat the flesh of the donkey, and to mut'a, to go for the mut'a, to get a temporary contract with the woman. You understand? Today, Allah make it haram for you. So he permitted early, and later on what did he do? He forbid it. Therefore, hadith Anas ibn Malik, if you consider Muslim walking in the street and he has part of his thigh showing, if this is, can we consider he's not haram? You cannot say haram. But we will, if you take the hadith of Juhud from Muhammad ibn Jahsh, you could say, if it is showing in your salah, part of your thigh, your knees, at salatu sahiha, the salah will be authentic. Na'al karahiyah. And it's undesirable. It is better to go and not cover it. That is if we say. But don't say the salah is not, repeat your salah. You come pass by of the Muslim, they lay in the bark, they lay whatever it is, and you saw him praying, and his knees, or his part of his thigh showing the salah, in the salah, why he pray in a jama'ah or individual, and you came to him and you tell him, this is haram, you must repeat your salah. La, as-salah are right. But it's better to what? It's better to what? That a sheikh, better to do what? Cover it. Fine. This is the first part of the ulama for the man. Let's we talk about the woman. Because our sister, beloved sister, our beloved wife, our beloved daughter, need also to be guided if they have a condition of the salah in general. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-mar'atu awra, Bukhari wa Muslim, wa Nisa'i wa Tirmidhi wa Ahmad wa Abu Dawud, wa Imam Malik wa Imam Shafi'i, agreed upon. Al-mar'atu awra. When you say Al-mar'atu, what is the meaning of Al-mar'atu? When you say that, can you simply exclude part of the woman? When the Prophet says, Al-mar'atu awra, that means, can you exclude part of the woman? And he said, no, the top, the hand. So, al-mar'a awra. And this is number one hadith. Number two, hadith ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, he said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, al-mar'a awra, wa la yusmahu bi kashf illa hada wa hada. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the women are awra, private, and not permitted for the woman to uncover or to leave a part of her from her body uncover except what? The face and the two hands. And the Prophet make it. Some of the ulama like Hanbali, Imam Ahmad Abu Hanif, Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah, he said, if the woman will be, she has like a pretty, carry a pretty, that means she must cover her face and leave only the eye. To cut what is better for her to be actually defended or secured in Islam from the fitna, especially if she will be surrounded by men. Right. But in the salah, subhanAllah, if the woman she needs to pray, she must cover everything, because we're going to tell you the different hadith. Number one, we took in the Quran. ده قرآن فين سورة النور؟ قال تعالى الله سبحانه وتعالى فين سورة النور الشعبر ولا يبدين زينتهن إلا ما ظهر منها. النقش زينتهن their adornment إلا ما ظهر منها. لا يبدين they cannot show off their adornment except what is showing from them. And the hadith describes what is except what? The hand and the two hands and the feet. So this is the aura for the woman. So if the woman today walking in the street, number one, we talk about in public. If the woman walking in the street, she must cover the whole body except the face and the two hands with Qawl Ibn Abbas. And if any woman violates this rule, walking in the street, because some of our beloved women, our beloved sisters, they walk in the street without covering the hair, which is haram, they thought the awra to cover the tunic. لا يا أخي. العورة for the woman is start from the top of the head, it means include the hair. And any woman or any husband permitted his wife, permitted his daughter, permitted so and so, and to go walk in the street without covering the hair, he will be in penalty in the front of Allah in a day of judgment. This is not my talking, this is the majority of the ulama, past and future. Now, come to the salah. If the woman starts to pray, what she should cover? If the woman, her body will be covered, uncovered, or she pray in her house, in the masjid, and she wear like a cloth which is white, show her body. Some of the women when they walk in the street and they walk in the sun, you could describe, you could identify their body because the blouse, because the skirt, showing her skin in the sun or when she walk in the public. This woman, she must fear Allah, she must fear Allah tabaraka ta'ala. I'm going to tell you the clothes, what is the clothes, what is the description of the clothes of the woman. So if in her salah, her body will be showing from under the clothes, her salah will be denied. She must cover the salah. So the ayah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, doesn't permit the woman in public or in the salah to show anything except their hand and their face. The first hadith marfu' an Aisha, mentioned in Bukhari, mentioned in Imam Ahmad, عن عائشة ابن عباس نريد عبد الله ابن عمر نريد قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يقبل الله الصلاة حائط إلا بخمار. الله doesn't accept any salah for any woman whom she reached the menses. Any woman she became in menstruation, that means she became adult. Allah doesn't accept her salah except with the khimar. What is the khimar is? What is the description of the khimar? When Allah the Prophet mentioned, وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُورِهِنَّ and they cover their خُمُورِهِنَّ الْخُمُور. Number one, khimar means cover the head and the hair except the face. Cover the neck and cover the chest and cover the two arms. That's called khimar. Therefore we have our beloved sister, sometimes they have like a scarf. They go around the neck, like they're hanging themselves. Around the neck only, and they have a very light khimar, could show her neck, could show the hair. This is not a hijab, this is not a khimar in Islam. She must correct herself, her husband must correct herself, inshaAllah ta'ala. So, khimar, something to cover the head, cover the hair, cover the neck, cover the shoulders, cover the two hands, two arms, except the two hands. That's called khimar. And she cover her shit. She cannot leave it a small around their neck, and some of our sisters sometimes, they have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them like a good health. Some of them they are shabby. Her breast could show me, and sometimes when she wear a tight cloth, all her body will be showing to the public. Describe the body of the woman. This is haram in Islam. The sister must be corrected. So the first hadith, the Prophet ﷺ from Aisha, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhum ajma'in, he said, none one of the women allowed to pray except with the khimar in the Salah, except the woman whom she reached the A or the menstruation. The second hadith, عن أم سلمة رضي الله عنها وارضاها. أم سلمة شفت سأل الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث أبو داود والمستدرك في الحاكم. سألت رسول الله أصلي المرأة في درع وحمار بغير إزار؟ إذا ومن يا رسول الله يا أصلي إذا ومن ألاه تبري إن درع درع من هو شرط وخمار, and the خمار is explained to you. خمار means to cover the head, the neck, the two arms, the shape, you understand? Without bends, without any bends. Some of the women, they wear direct the skirt without any bends. Can we get the woman she pray? قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Look at the answer. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he answered her, إِذَا كَانَتْ دِرْعُ تَابِغًا. If the shirt will be dark color, sadigan, it means dark color. It's not like to show some of the white clothes, show the body of the woman. If the shirt will be dark color, blue, dark brown, so dark black, something like this. And if the kind of dirah, if the shirt will be dark color, يغطي ظهر القدمين, to cover the back of their feet. What is the back of the feet? The bottom of the feet, that's on the bottom of your feet. The back of your feet, that means what? The top of your what? Of your feet. If the woman she covers it, it will be la. هَذَا جَائِزْ يُغَطِّ ظَهْرَ قَدَمَيْهِ. So that means the Prophet ﷺ, in order that the woman to have like two pieces, the khimar, blouse, shirt, or clothes, or dress, covering the back of the two feet, that means Allah to do that. The third hadith from Aisha, قالت, إِذَا صَلَّتْ الْمَرْأَى تُصَلِّ فِي ثَلَاثَةِ أَبْوَابٍ. Aisha by herself, رضي الله عنها وعرض عن الصحابة أجمعين, she says, if the woman she break in the three pieces of clothes, her salah will be right. What is the three pieces? Khimar, number one. Number two, the shirt. Number three, and jilbab. Jilbab means robe. Over the shirt, over the dress, she has another robe. Calling when you go to the Arabia or you go to the Muslim country, they sell robe. This robe, the woman, abaya, that's called abaya. To dress it over the other, or over the hair dress, it will be fine, inshaAllah ta'ala. Naam. So the woman not allowed to uncover anything in the salah except the hand and the two face. She's not allowed to pray with the covered face. She's not allowed to wear gloves while she prays. When the time of the salah comes, she must take off the gloves. She must uncover the faces. Uncover. Therefore, we say the best place for the woman to pray where? In her house, or in her masjid, or in the jama'ah, which she close the Quran, and with the comments, not to go, عَلَىٰ أَلَّا يَخْرُجْنَا تَاتِلَاتِ. Not to go outside, pouring perfume, pouring makeup, and she does part of the group of people. The people will smell her perfume. Any woman she does by a group of people, and the people smelled her, the nice smelling, that's why she committing adultery. So we have in the drug store, we have a different stock
so the woman she could use it in order to protect herself from swelling in the time, especially in the summertime. Last thing before you leave. Shall the man allow in the summertime to pray with undershirt is too hot in my house? Can he pray with this? If he pray with that, as-salahu sahiha, you cannot deny this salah. With the comment of the hadith, because the hadith is hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Bukhari wa Muslim mention it. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yusalliyanna ahadakum wa laysa ala atifihi shay. None one of you allow to pray and nothing cover his two shoulders. Nothing cover it, his nothing cover his two shoulders. That is the hadith. When the ulama take this hadith, that means the Prophet said, qala hada amru tanzih. It is desirable to do that. It's not a condition. Except Imam Ahmad rahimahullah. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah is the only Imam, he said, none of men allowed to pray and leave his two shoulders uncovered. And then Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he makes it like a condition. Whoever pray and have uncovered shoulder and like an undershirt with the undershirt, his salah will be denied. He must repeat his salah. But Rahi al-Jumhur, the Jumhur is like Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, Imam Malik rahimahullah, Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, all the great of the other Imam majority that say, as-salatu sahiha, the salah are right. And with the comment to, will be desirable to what? To cover your two shoulders. But somebody pray with that, you cannot make a condition, if salah is denied, as Ahmad said, this is the, again, this is the majority opinion, majority of the ulama's opinion. But as-salah, sahiha, it is better to cover it. But if you pray without covering your shoulder, your salah is right, nobody allowed to say the salah is not right, because the hadith when the Prophet mentioned it, meaning, actually, it is desirable to cover it. I did not make it a condition in order to have acceptance salah or not. That is the situation. So finally, foot of the woman, the feet, the 2 feet of the woman. Again, the 2 feet of the woman, when she prays, she must cover. Because Hadith Umm Salama, Hadith Aisha radiallahu anhuma, he said, when the woman she prays, she must cover. And the Prophet ﷺ clearly in the hadith, he must cover the two feet on the back of the 2 feet. This means in the top of her 2 feet must be covered in order to have accepted salah. That is the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. And Al-Ahnaf, they say, Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he said, it's not a condition. If the woman pray uncover her 2 feet from the top, so, meaning, it's not a condition, her salah will be right. But, al-jumhur again, the majority of the ulama, and for all of us, we are commanded to follow the opinion of the majority. Meaning, that woman must cover the back of her feet, it means the top. And that we have to hadith. Hadith al-Musalama, qalat, she says, إِذَا كَانَتْ دِرْعُ سَادِغًا يُغَطَّى ظُهُورُ الْقَدَمَيْنِ القدمين أجزاءها في الصلاة. If the clothes or the dress will be dark color and cover the two back of her feet, her salah will be right. Her salah will be right. And this is when she asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, أم سلمة again in Bukhari and Muslim, she asked about an isbal, that the woman she need to leave at her dress or her shirt to cover the 2 feet, to 2 feet, Ya Rasulullah, the Prophet answered, if it was 1 foot after the 2 feet, it will be better. That's what the Prophet said. Wallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala a'lam. That is the fiqh of the clothes for the man and for the woman in Islam, outside and in the salah, insha'Allah ta'ala. Woman cover everything except some woman come to the masjid with a t-shirt and he half of the two arms
showing her salah will be denied, she must go and pray again. None one of the women allowed to show any part of her body except the face and the two hands, not half of the arm, not a t-shirt. Astaghfirullah. Some people, they make a condition. When they come in the salah, you have like a t-shirt. Some of the Hanafi maslak, they consider this undesirable. For anybody, pray with that t-shirt. They have no evidence. Imam Abu Hanifa never say that. The condition, it came from Ahmad. To leave, to pray with uncovered shoulder. That is the condition. Ahmad, he make it a condition. He says the salah will be denied, and this is opposite of the opinion of the majority of the ulama. Wallahu tabarak wa ta'ala a'lam. Muslim has to fear Allah in his clothes. Woman, she has to fear Allah in her adornment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make all of us fear Allah. Allahumma taqabbalna wa taqabbal minna wa ja'alna sababan min ihtada wa 'allimna bima 'allamta bihi kathir min khalqik wa ja'alna min ar-rashidin wa ja'alna min alladhina yastami'una al-qawla fa yattabi'una ahsana. Allahumma ihsina bi'aynika allati la tanam wa la taqbal wa ja'alna lil muttaqina imama wa ij'al thawrana 'ala man dhalamana wa ansurna 'ala man 'adana. Next class. We go in next week, inshallah ta'ala. Can the man he pray without a scarf, hat? Because people, they make a condition. Can the man do that?
Yes.
What's your dalil? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us, inshallah. We'll find out next week, inshallah. Jazakumullah for listening. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nashara ma'ala ala. Let's ask for the Quran. As-salamu alaykum. Thank you.